Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Right now, let's turn our attention to Oregon, because in the next hour, the FBI will hold a press conference in Burns, Oregon, to detail the latest in the situation there involving armed militants who took over a wildlife refuge. Ammon Bundy, the leader of the group of men occupying the federal building since January 2nd, was arrested yesterday along with seven others, and Robert LaFoy Finicum, a member of the group, was killed after a confrontation erupted between the armed group and Oregon State Police during a highway stop. Here's Finicum speaking earlier in the month to NBC News.
Honestly, there are things more important than your life, and freedom is one of them. And this is way too much federal control into our states and into our counties. They need to go home.
And again, Finicum was killed yesterday. Reporter Amelia Templeton joins us now from Here and Now contributor Oregon Public Broadcasting. Amelia, what are you waiting to find out from authorities when they hold this press conference in the next hour or so?
First, confirmation from law enforcement that LaFoy Finicum was killed and Ryan Bundy was shot in the arm during the confrontation yesterday. We've heard that from friends and family members of the Bundys, but we have yet to hear it directly from the police. I think, second, an explanation of how that traffic stop occurred and what happened before police drew their weapons and fired shots. And how they plan to deal with the remaining militants who have stayed at the refuge.
Well, who's left there inside the camp at this point?
Well, last night, many people left the refuge. Up until yesterday, there had been two children and a number of women there, in addition to a number of armed men. We believe the children have left. One of the women, as of last night, remained. And a group that we think is fewer than 10 people has stayed there. They're periodically broadcasting a live stream of themselves using some of the heavy equipment, walking around. But it's a much smaller group than even just a day ago.
And the reaction to this, very upset for a lot of people. They're very upset about this. Let's listen here to Jarvis Kennedy, a member of the Burns Paiute Tribal Council, talking to OPB about the news of the death of Finicum.
Well, I hopefully it would end peacefully, that they would just leave, and that it didn't have to come to this. That's a human life that's gone. You know, somebody loved that guy. He was, you know, somebody's husband, somebody's brother, somebody's uncle, you know, and I feel for their family.
Amelia, you have met and interviewed LaFoy Finicum several times. Tell us more about his role in the occupation.
He was key spokesperson and a sort of surrogate for Ammon Bundy, who is the occupation's leader. He was, of the people there, one of few who was actually a rancher. He ranched on land in Arizona, very close to the Bundy's ranch. He had 11 children. He was very personable, kind of charming, and eager to talk to reporters, eager to show people around, but also quite inflexible in his beliefs and adamant that the federal government owned too much land and was tyrannical and out of control.
So what happens now? Will police go in and arrest the rest of the people who are there, or what do you expect?
Well, at the moment, the FBI has set up barricades around the refuge. They're controlling traffic in and out of the area. That is the first time this has happened since the occupation began. It's definitely a sort of significant escalation. We don't yet know if they plan any sort of further movement on the people at the refuge. We are waiting to see. There have been eight people arrested last night. They were transferred to a Portland jail in Multnomah County, and we are also waiting to see if they are arraigned and what further charges they might face.
That's Amelia Templeton, a reporter with Oregon Public Broadcasting, joining us from Portland. And again, in the next hour or so, we are going to hear from authorities, from the FBI, which will hold a press conference in Burns, Oregon, to tell us the latest on the situation there. Amelia, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.